We're now looking at a small volume, Assertio Septem Sacramentorum Adversus Martin Lutherum, or Defense of the Seven Sacraments Against Martin Luther. Luther's teachings were inciting controversy throughout the Christian world, and never one to avoid a good fight, King Henry joined the fray. Long interested in religion, he was sufficiently knowledgeable to write a credible thesis defending traditional beliefs. He was not, however, driven solely by a desire to defend the Roman Church, its tenets, and the Pope. Henry had long been jealous of the kings of France and Spain, to whom popes had awarded titles, Most Christian King and Catholic Majesty, respectively. And he certainly saw this as an opportunity to gain favor with the Pope, and, quite possibly, a grand new title for himself and his heirs. Henry's Assertio was published in July 1521. Written by an amateur, not a professional theologian, it is short on quotations from Scripture and the Church Fathers, and long on clear, forceful, logical argument. Typical of the anti-Luther literature of the time, it denounces Luther as this impious fellow and a little monk. Henry defended the supremacy of the Pope and the practice of granting indulgences. He rejected much of Luther's teaching and presented a complete, if somewhat unsophisticated, argument against Luther's heretical views. Just 3 months after its publication, a beautifully bound copy of the Assertio was presented to the Pope, and Leo reacted just as Henry had hoped he would. He granted the king and his successors the title of Defender of the Faith.